Good Monday morning. This is Sarah Waple, General Manager of Growth Dynamics, and I am here with this week's installment of Monday Morning Manager. Today's topic is one that we get all the time, especially as it pertains to rolling out new products or traveling with some of your manufacturers when they come into town and want to show off and dazzle everyone with these great things, and they do demos or even more, lunch and learns. But what happens if that appointment isn't set up properly or we don't do discovery? How do we know if they're even going to buy anything? So without further ado, here we go with this week's episode of Monday Morning Manager. Symptoms. Diane returned from the product demo certain that the features and benefits she shared with her prospect had wowed them. The buyer nodded when Diane asked if the product fit into the product categories they offered to their customer base, and everyone else that sat in on the meeting told her how much they liked what she had presented. She felt as good about this call as she had in a long time, but now, 6 weeks later, there she was, still no purchase order, and the prospect had gone radio silent. How did their excitement turn into Diane's frustration? Diagnosis. Demos are essential elements to lots of sales processes, but knowing when to do them is the critical part of the equation. Diane let herself get sucked in by interest in her initial introduction of her hot new product. Lots of prospects, or are they suspects, express interest in anything that might catch their eye. Diane believed that the prospect's willingness to listen was strong enough to move the interest in buying to an intent to order, and she jumped at the chance to provide a well-rehearsed demo. But she failed to ask the most critical question before giving everyone all of the information they wanted and showing off the bells and whistles. Because of that, the buyer now had complete control of the sales process, and Diane was left waiting for a decision. Prescription. Never give away anything unless you get something in return. This is a hard and fast rule that Diane forgot in her excitement to close a big deal. She chased yes so hard that she never even thought of why her prospect might not buy her product. By asking one simple but all-important question, Diane might have avoided being taken hostage by her prospect. That question is magic when you need to know if you really have a sale or if it's just another chance to get on the buyer's bus for a long ride. Let's pretend I show you what I have and you love it. What happens next? Is the move that keeps you from getting taken for a ride by an uncommitted prospect that isn't willing to convert his interest into intention. By taking the buyer to the future with words, "Let's pretend," Diane would have been able to get a look at how the decision was going to be made, when it would be made, and what objections still needed to be resolved. In some cases, those objections are so substantial that no sale was ever possible, no matter how great the demo. And what's the use of doing a demo for a product that won't ever get purchased? Critical thinking. How many demos do you have scheduled? Are there ones you can try and gain more than just a show up and throw up engagement? The drill. The drill starts with our final thoughts of the morning. Everything you ever wanted is on the other side of fear. And well done is better than well said. And of course, the drill. Let's hear it. Last week, update us on how your three things went. Did you achieve your goals or did you not? What factored into either outcome? This week, please share your top three goals and what Growth Dynamics tactics you believe you can use to accomplish them. And that's it for this installment of Monday Morning Manager. Make it a great week.